This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Cavs HQ presented by Betway. Thank you for joining us on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Now, here are your hosts, Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
From Charlotte, North Carolina, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Cavs HQ presented by Betway. Tim Alcorn along with Jim Jones. Jim, the Cavs will wrap up this four-game and two-city road trip tomorrow night when they take on the Hornets for the second time. And boy, we've got a lot to talk about on this week's edition of Cavs HQ and two outstanding guests, Cavaliers legend Anderson Varejão. He's here in Charlotte, so we're going to stop by and have a visit with Andy. And then Kelsey Russo from The Athletic, who does a great job covering the Cavs, will pay us a visit as well.
Yeah, both are going to give our fans and faithful a tremendous opportunity to hear some other points of view. And some will be similar, but it's going to be interesting to hear Kelsey and, of course, my dear friend, Andy Varejão.
Yeah, Anderson Varejão on this road trip with the Cavaliers, of course, rejoined the organization a few weeks ago, and it was great to sit down and have a conversation with Andy. So we've got a fun show coming up. We're going to start things off with Anderson Varejão, and then a little bit later on, we'll hear from Kelsey Russo. So stay with us. It's Cavs HQ, presented by Betway, and we'll hear from Cavs legend Anderson Varejão following this on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
To the top of the key, fires it inside, deflected ball into the corner, out of bounds. Diving for it is Anderson Varejão. He ends up flying off the floor into the seats.
Welcome back, Cavs HQ. It's presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Tim Alcorn along with Jim Jones. We are in Charlotte, and also in Charlotte on this road trip, Cavalier legend Anderson Varejão. And of course, it was announced just a few weeks ago that Andy has come back to the organization as a global ambassador as well as player development consultant. So Andy, first of all, great to have you on Cavs HQ. And how about explaining that title to Cavs fans and our listeners?
Yeah, right. Hey guys, thank you for having me today. It's awesome and a pleasure to talk to you too. I'm not a legend. I'm just...
We think you are, and Cavs fans do too.
I appreciate that. But yes, Global Ambassador and Player Development Consultant is pretty much that we are doing work around the community in U.S., also in Cleveland, of course, and around the world. So just to get into that a little bit, we are delivering three basketball courts this 2023 in Brazil. We started with Brazil. It's going to be in São Paulo and then my hometown, Vitória. The goal is to impact the communities in meaningful ways, do things that we know it's going to help them, and of course using the Cavaliers brand is our goal, and just spreading the word around the world that the Cavs is more than just like a basketball team. We care for others. We care for our community, and we're gonna keep doing that. And the player development consulting is more like, I'm at every practice and I can talk to players. I can give my opinion on different things and share my experience and I guess my knowledge. And, you know, being the league for 14 years. So I went through a lot, you know, good teams, bad teams, rebuilding process and all that. So I feel like at times I can help the guys, and I'm going to keep doing that.
Well, we'll certainly delve into the basketball side a little bit more. Congratulations, Jim.
Andy, I just want to thank you for coming back and being a part of your organization, our organization. I've been around this Cavalier franchise over 25 years, but the fan, all-time fan favorite is that gentleman right there, Andy Vereshaw. And you know what it was about? Because when he came here, he barely could speak English. You know, but how could you speak to Z based on what he was talking and you were speaking Spanish? How the heck did that work out?
Well, we can go back to my first dinner in Cleveland. Big Z, I mean, you all know he was my big mentor in Cleveland. He really took me under his wings and showed me, you know, what it would take to succeed in this league. But I remember my first dinner in Cleveland with Big Z at Sushi Rock. And it was interesting because we got there, you know, the reason I went with Big Z too was because he was best friends with Sharunas Jasikevicius, who played with me in Barcelona. So Sharas lied to him and said, "Hey, Andy's a good guy. You can go to dinner." So we went to dinner, and I remember it was like at first it was pretty quiet. We were trying to communicate, and it wasn't like we weren't like getting anywhere. Like I was trying with Spanish, he was speaking English, and. And the only thing I know is that after seven coronas, we understood each other perfectly. So. And the rest is history. So BZ has been a great friend, and I appreciate him for everything he has done for me and for this organization and for everyone around Cleveland. The other day it was great to see a guy wearing his jersey in Miami. So every time I think about Z, Big Z, you know, just I start smiling because I went through a lot with him, and he's just a great friend.
Well, Andy, Jim mentioned you were a fan favorite, and I think because you played the game with such passion and with such energy. And Jim has said many times on the air that hustle is a skill. But talk about how you approach the game with that passion and with that energy.
Well, Tim, that's the only way I know how to play the game is with passion. Is like the only thing you can control is how hard you're going to play. The other things, if you're going to make shots or not, you know, the other team, you know, they prepare to play you and try to get you out of your game. But the hustle, the energy, the give everything, it's the only thing you actually can control. And that's what I did every night, and tried to find a way to help your team win no matter what. So, and every team needs a guy that plays that way with energy and that brings it every night. And that's pretty much what I did.
Well, the hardworking people of Cleveland really appreciated it, Jim.
Andy, you know, you and I could talk about a lot of things that we do from time to time, but our fans would be interested in knowing your relationship with LeBron James, because all-time leading scorer now, and he's broken so many records, fourth in assists, and I know that you and him were very, very close on and off the court.
Well, what LeBron is doing is amazing. Yes. I mean, it's something that no one thought it could ever be done, and for him to be the all-time scorer in this league is something very impressive and big time. So I'm not surprised, because we all know LeBron works hard. He's a guy that takes care of his body, invests a lot of money in his body. He's always trying to get better, works hard. He's always the first one and the last one to leave the gym. So you can't be surprised with a guy like him accomplishing all the things he is lately in his career. And all that's because hard work pays off. So the other part about LeBron is that how athletic he is and how smart he is as a basketball player. That's something that if you look around the league, you might see guys as athletic as LeBron, but you don't see guys as smart and with the IQ that he has for the game. And another thing that's impressive about him is how he going into the game, he knows pretty much what every other guy on the other teams are like, what they're doing. Like, he knows their numbers, he knows their stats, he knows what they have to do to play good and all that stuff. So he's just overall a very smart guy that studies the game and tries to get better each and every year. So on another end, we did have some good times together, good dinners and good laughs in the airplane and just flying everywhere, spending time together as a team and enjoying a good team quality time together. It's part of the season. It's very important for you to develop that chemistry on the court too. You should spend time with your teammates off the court because that's where you're gonna build that chemistry, the friendship and all that all carries to the floor.
Well, that's a great point. Again, our guest on this week's edition of Cavs HQ presented by Betway, Cav legend Anderson Varejão. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll talk more with Andy. So stay with us on the Cavalier.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Here's Audioverse. Welcome back, Cavs HQ, presented by Betway, Tim Elkhorn, Jim Jones, and we're thrilled to have with us here in Charlotte, Anderson Varejão, Cavalier legend, as he joins us for this week's program. And Jim, I'll let you get things started with Andy here in segment two.
Let's talk about our team. What do you think about our young team?
Well, we do have a young team, but also we have some guys that have some good experience in this league or playing international basketball. So I feel that for us moving on, with I believe 12 games to go to get to the playoffs, the most important thing for our team is going to be to stay healthy. And the guys that we have on the team that are coming back from injuries and stuff like that, this is the time for them to use it to get their bodies where they want and keep working on their game so we get to the playoffs with everybody healthy and ready to go. So talking a little bit about our young guys and the guys that don't have any playoff experience, as we all know, playoff game is a different game in this league and anywhere you around the world you play playoffs. Is the game gets more physical, it gets into that mind games and all that stuff that you have to be ready for. But I feel like we've been through some tough games during this season and in the past that they showed up and all they showed personality. They showed that they are ready and they are hungry to get to the next level. And I believe with that being said, our young guys, they're gonna be ready. And the other guys we have, like we said, that have experience, they know exactly what takes to win in the playoffs, and it's not easy. And you gotta win as a team. You gotta do it together. You gotta be closer than ever as a team, because everything you do is important. Every play, every whatever, every free throws, every steal, every minute you're on the floor, you better be at your best, because if you're not, that could cost us a game. And that, as we all know, basketball is a game of momentum, and if you lose that momentum, you screw. So I'm happy with what we got, and as we get to the playoffs, like I said, keys, stay healthy and be ready for the physicality.
Andy, this team has hung its hat on defense all year long. Number one defensive rating in the NBA, number one opponent points per game. How beneficial is that, and will that be going into postseason basketball?
That's awesome. We have some good rim protectors that always helps the guards, and knowing that if you get beat, somebody else is going to be behind you to help you. That gives you confidence. That gives you confidence to be more aggressive and try hard, because you know you can count on your teammate that he's going to be there for you. So as we get to the playoffs, defense is what going to get us to the next level for sure. But we also have to understand that we're going to have to score when things get tough, and we're going to have to do it as a team. Of course, we got Donovan, we got Garland, that, you know, they have more, I would say, touches in your offense and all that. But we got to get that going, help them in the best way so they can succeed for us, and also get other guys involved too, because it's going to be important.
You know, Andy, we talk a lot about the NBA and the way the officiating, of course I do, and I'm always complaining.
He
about
sure
that.
Does, Andy.
Yeah. But the one thing I've always noticed about you, when you had one foul or you had three fouls, you still stay physical. You still stayed aggressive. Talk a little bit about that mindset. I mean, none of us want to fall out of a game, but that was never a concern of yours, was it?
Yeah, my way to approach the game, like I said, is like, I'm going to play hard. I'm going to give my best. I'm going to bring the energy. And if I don't do that, I'm not helping the team. And I cannot control the referees. I mean, I used to complain a lot, and it was nothing personal. And it was just because sometimes I didn't think he was, you know, some of the calls, like, they weren't fair. So, and I can't stop playing because of that. So I had to keep playing the same way and trying to help my team. And if they would call another foul on me that wasn't a foul, or maybe it was a 50-50, that was nothing that I could do. And my focus was always to find a way to be important for the team, and that was my way. And I guess that's why I got a lot of respect around the league, just playing my way and playing hard and giving everything.
Before we let you go, one final question for you. I'll put you on the spot here a little bit. But what do you like best about this year's Cavalier basketball team as we come down the stretch and approach postseason?
Well, what I like best is that we've been through some tough times and some bad stretches, but we bounced back, and that's important. I mean, one thing that I even said some stuff about is like, yeah, Evan is young, and the last game he struggled for the first three quarters, and in the end, you know, he had he showed some personality there, you know, toughness, like, listen, yes, I wasn't doing a good job, but now I am here, and I'm going to help our team win the game, which he did. So this is like with everybody. You know, we had just different guys in different nights just showing up and helping us win games. So, and looks like we have a great chemistry. Guys love each other, love hanging out with each other, playing together. And this is big. This is big, and we got to keep it going and carry it to the playoffs.
Fantastic. Andy, we cannot thank you enough. This has been a great conversation. Let's do it again come playoff time.
Hey, I'm ready. Just let me know.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy. That's Anderson Barajow as he joins us here on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. We'll take a quick time out. There's a lot more to come, so stay with us on the Cavaliers Audio.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant... Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
First.
The Cleveland Cavaliers are all for one, one for all this March, as they'll once again team up with TrustedSec to support Greater Cleveland Food Bank's 2023 Harvest for Hunger campaign. Harvest for Hunger is a joint effort of four area food banks to raise money and food to fight hunger in 21 Northeast and North Central Ohio counties. Remaining food drive games will take place on March 15th, 17th, 26th, and 31st. You can donate non-perishable foods and canned goods into bins located at all Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse entrances. Fans can also donate directly at Cavs.com/food drive until March 31st. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be back with more Cavs HQ presented by Betway right after this on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
Of the lane, high off the glass and good for DG.
That's right, and Nick went after that one, and you called it high off the glass.
Garland, long pass down the floor, Ricky tries, put it up and in with the left hand.
He had to use the left, Tim. He wasn't moving fast enough to use that right. I like it.
The moxie of Ricky Rubio. LeVert, run of the lane, LeVert went up, big shot, good. Caris LeVert gets the Cavs to within one. LeVert with 15. Welcome back to Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Tim Elkhorn, along with Jim Jones. Again, a great big thank you to Cavs legend Anderson Varejão for stopping by and paying us a visit in Charlotte. And now, I'm not sure we can call her a legend yet, but she does amazing work for The Athletic. Great to have back on Cavs HQ, Kelsey Russo. Kelsey, as always, a pleasure to have you on the show. And boy, we've got a lot to talk about. Cavaliers, after the win last night, 70 games in. There's only 12 more to go. So first and foremost, what are you anticipating down the stretch and now as we get ready for the playoffs?
Yeah, first of all, I can't believe we're at 70 games. The season feels like it's flown by. But I feel like the stretch is honestly really important for the Cavs. As they make this, they make their way for the, to the playoffs in the postseason. You know, at this point, these games really do matter just for seeding purposes, just with where, like how tight the East is right now. Like they're chasing Philly at three, and there's just kind of a lot of competition right now. So I think it's a really good opportunity for the Cavs to showcase their potential for what it could be like in the playoffs in the postseason and just kind of showcase what they've built, especially on the defensive end all year. So these last 12 games are really going to be important for them to kind of hone those skills, focus on the small details, and kind of prepare for the playoffs.
I agree with you totally. But something else that you and I have seen, and Tim, especially during this 4-day marathons that we've gone to with the extra per diem. These guys are really close, Kelsey, aren't they? I mean, I've been watching these kids. I mean, they're really comfortable with each other, which is a part of the chemistry, right?
100%. I think it's really a unique factor about this team. And I feel like sometimes it sort of gets sort of like overlooked a little bit, but it seriously is unique. Like the fact that they are as close they are, I think they're, you know, their closeness is in age for the most part, them being younger guys, them all chasing, you know, something really similar, really helps build that camaraderie. And I always thought it was interesting that a lot of the guys compare it to sort of like that college-like atmosphere, team atmosphere, just cheering on one another, wanting to see one another succeed. And I really think that we're seeing that, how beneficial that is and how it's paying off, because, you know, they're not hunting their own personal stats. They're not just going out trying to make themselves look the best that they can. Like, they're doing it for one another and doing it for the betterment of the team. And I think that is really paying off, as we've seen throughout the season. And it's super unique. You know, and I think honestly, other teams around the league recognize it too. They see just how close the guys are, how much they truly, genuinely like care about one another, want to play for one another. And it's just, it's a unique factor about this team. And I think it's pretty cool to see.
Kelsey, it's interesting you bring that up, because earlier in the program, we had Anderson Varejão on, and Jim asked Anderson about his close relationship with LeBron. And Anderson got into the fact that not only were they teammates, but really that whole Cavs team, they were close off the floor. And of course, that team ended up going to finals. So it's interesting that you have to have that chemistry. You have to have that bond, because that develops trust in one another, which then translates to play on the floor.
Yeah, 100%. And I think going off that, Tim, it was really interesting. A couple recently, JB talked about the trust factor between the coaching staff, the players and one another, and just allowing that to really benefit them on the floor, because they do have that trust. And I think it's just a cool factor to see just how important it is. And I don't really think it gets talked about enough, honestly, just like how much of a factor it does play in success long term.
Kelsey, I asked Anderson this question, so what the heck? I'll ask you the same question as well. And you've watched all 70 of these games so far. What impresses you the most about this Cavalier team?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think we've talked about it a lot, but I really think their defensive identity and their willingness to really just put their focus on that end of the floor. I just think it really makes them different than some other teams in the league. They know how to turn defense into offense, but their focus on that end of the floor, protecting the paint, protecting the rim, using their bigs to their advantage, but also just the effort from their guards and on the wing, and just guarding guys. And, you know, I think we've seen it recently too, like just how they're in tune with that. And I think that's really important for them. Because not only have we talked about like that's their identity, but they truly do believe that. And I think that belief is really stemming on the floor, and we're seeing that success. And it's been something that, you know, has been building, I think, from last year, but also into this throughout this season. And it's continued to grow. And I think that is really like stands out to me a lot. I also think, and I think last night was kind of an example, you know, and against a team that maybe they probably should have started off a lot better against, but their way to will themselves through that and work through it and learn on the fly is really important for them. And we've seen it kind of throughout different games in the season where either they have a bad quarter or they don't start off the way that they should, but they find a way through it. And I think that on the court learning and being able to figure it out is so important in their growth as a collective. Especially for their young guys, you know, as they want to make the postseason and go far in the playoffs, like that is a really important factor for them. So there's just been, I don't know, there's been a lot that has impressed me this season, and just the way that they've continued to build and sort of on this upward trajectory that they've always talked about. And I think we're seeing that really play out as the season has continued.
Again, we're talking with Kelsey Russo from The Athletic. Great insights there from Kelsey. And, of course, she has great coverage of the Cavs as she covers them for The Athletic on a daily basis. Jim?
Kelsey, you're all over it as usual. One of the things that I wanted to ask you about has more to do with the second halves of games at a crunch time, especially for our dominant backcourt. Talk a little bit about that tandem of Garland and, of course, Mitchell.
Yeah, I think it's been so cool to watch them grow as a tandem together because, I mean, I think we saw last season, obviously, like how dominant Darius was when he was on the floor, you know, it's having tremendous scoring nights, but also facilitating everything. But now that role kind of obviously changed the season when they brought Donovan in, but the two have been able to really just build off of one another, and they're so good together. They read off one another really, really well. And they both have the ability to, in clutch minutes, like in the fourth quarters or just kind of down the stretch, know what is necessary to do to win the game and will them, the Cavs, to a win. And we've seen it on different nights where either Donovan goes off scoring-wise or Darius is facilitating and finding guys for shots, or he's finding his own shots. And I just think the balance between the two of them and knowing they both know what is necessary and what will help in those moments has been really successful and has grown throughout the season. I think, you know, maybe early on, you're kind of figuring each other out, how you play off one another. And there was this unselfishness, which was awesome. But at the same time, I think sometimes it sort of was too unselfish. And now they have really figured out that balance of, in moments, when to go score, when to facilitate, when to orchestrate the offense. But I mean, Mitchell's fourth quarter presence has been undeniable this year. Has really truly willed them into games, willed them to win games. And that's part of the why they brought him here, obviously, his scoring threat, his ability to do that. And it takes some of that pressure off of Darius, where Darius can facilitate. So I think it allows both of them to really succeed in their roles and as a duo in the backcourt.
Those are great insights. Again, we're talking with Kelsey Russo. She's our guest this week on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. And, of course, Kelsey covers the Cavs for The Athletic. By the way, follow her on Twitter as well. Her insights are just terrific. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll continue with Kelsey. So stay with us. Cavs HQ will continue following this time out on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant... Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Garland lobbed to Mobley at the foul line. Fakes the pass. Pow! With two hands.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Was he quick on that, too?
LeVert steps left, shoots a three. Bullseye, Caris LeVert.
A beautiful shot.
Mitchell works to the right wing. Mitchell between his legs on the dribble. Right wing shot. Perfect! Donovan Mitchell with a clutch basket from the right wing. Welcome back to Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Great to have you with us.
on this Monday night, and great to be joined on the program by Kelsey Russo from The Athletic, who covers this team day in and day out. Kelsey, I'll start the second half of our interview with a bit of a follow-up to a question that I asked in the first half of the show. I asked you about what has impressed you about the Cavs the most. So let's tweak that question a little bit. Donovan Mitchell, he's just all world this year for the Cavaliers, but our first chance to really see him season long. So what has impressed you the most about the performance of Donovan?
Yeah, honestly, truly everything. I think just the way that coming into the Cavs, he just found a way to really fit in with what they were doing. And it was very genuine. And I think that was really important because the Cavs had already really established themselves with their defensive identity, what they were going to do. So bringing in someone like Donovan was obviously going to change things offensively, but his willingness to put in that effort on the defensive end and really make that a focus, I thought really stood out to me. And I think we've seen that in games of how he's getting deflections or getting steals, grabbing defensive rebounds, just being really active on that end of the floor, but also his willingness to want to just fit in with this group, you know, because I think just as I've gotten to know him, you know, over this season, and his personality is truly that way. But, you know, coming from Utah with his playoff experience, all-star background, you know, that can sort of sometimes carry some weight to it, but he wanted to just be a part of the Cavs and what they were doing here and not, you know, change things up or, you know, so I think that has been really cool to just see the way that he wanted to just be a part of what they were doing and help these guys. And so every performance honestly has just been very impressive. You know, that 71 point game honestly was so cool to witness in person, and, you know, obviously it being NBA history, but it's just so cool. But, you know, in the moments where he has to take over and help will them to wins, he knows how to do that. But in other moments, he knows how to get his teammates involved and, you know, be that leader on the floor and offer insight and advice and all of those things that are really important for a young team. So I just think he's been a really, really good fit for this group and has helped them take that next step.
A quick follow-up on that, Jim. Last night, you were talking on the air about that moment in which Donovan and Darius were standing at the half-court line, and Donovan had his arm around Darius, and you could see him engaged in conversation, that teaching aspect of Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, it is, because Darius is an exceptional talent. He and Donovan are two different players. But when you see Donovan play and you see the heights that he reaches at, based upon time and score, and then you see Darius' skill set, you say, wait a minute, this guy is pretty good himself. So for him to have a mentor that he can play with every night is incredible for his ability and for his growth. But let's talk a little bit about the exceptional play the last 20 games of Evan Mobley.
He's been incredible. I mean, I think it's funny. I was thinking about last night watching the fourth quarter, and the, you know, fourth quarter Ev nickname really was just like playing in my mind. But Evan is just playing so aggressively, I think, and on the offensive end especially. And I think that's really important for him and his growth, because he's finding his way to the basket. He's finding his way into the lane. He's knowing how to use his body to create that distance or create that contact and drawing those fouls. Defensively, I mean, we've known and seen what he can do, but continuing to just know how to be in the paint to protect the rim, protect the paint, get those blocks or deflections, and control his body so he's not drawing as many fouls. Like, he contests a ton of shots and he doesn't draw a ton of fouls per se. Like, I forget what the ratio is, but it's really interesting of he knows how to contest shots and not draw those fouls. But I just think he continues to grow on a game-by-game basis. And he is so important to what they are doing on the floor. And I just think we continue to see that on a night-by-night basis of how he is so impactful. And it doesn't always have to be, you know, these crazy stats where he's putting up, you know, 30 points and 15 rebounds or something. Like, his impact is all over the floor in a ton of different ways. And it doesn't always show up on the stat sheet. And I think that's important because he really continues to hold that mentality of to do whatever is necessary to win and to help impact the team. And that's can be done in so many different factors. And he does that on a night by night basis. And I just think we've seen that really just kind of stand out even more so in this last, like you said, 20 game stretch.
He has played outstanding basketball. Again, we're talking with Kelsey Russo from The Athletic. Does a terrific job in covering the Cavaliers as the beat reporter for The Athletic and covering the Cavs. Kelsey, I know the coaches and players say one game at a time, but we can look ahead. So as we look ahead to postseason basketball, you and the other reporters have been asking JB and some of the players about how important it'll be if they can get home court advantage in that first round. So I'll spin that question back to you with this young basketball team and not having gone through a best of seven series. How important do you think home court will be in that first round?
I think it's honestly super important because I think we've seen throughout the season how good they are at home. And just a lot, you know, a lot of that has to do with, you know, the fan base backing them up. You're in your home court, so there's that home feeling. But they have been really, really strong at home this throughout the season. And I think that will just play a huge advantage in the playoffs and the postseason, especially to start off a series. So if they can get home court advantage, get those two wins at home, and then go on the road. It kind of reminds me a little bit of the Miami series that we were like just out when we were just out in Miami, and Donovan Mitchell kind of talked about it of, you know, being able to steal steal an away game if they drop one, but then going back home with, you know, knowing that they can protect home court. I think that's really going to play a factor for them and just kind of help bring a lot of confidence in this new experience for a lot of their younger guys, you know, like Darius, Evan, Isaac Okoro, like they haven't been to the playoffs before. And as a unit, they haven't all been there. So I think this, like, playing at home and being able to have home court advantage to start off would be really beneficial just in success for them and kind of setting them off on a good note in the postseason.
All right. So let's have some fun with our final question here. If they maintain that four spot and get home court advantage in the first round, looks like it would be either the Knicks or the Nets in a first round matchup. So which one of those really excites you? Which one of those do you think be a fun series?
Both of them would be really fun because it would be, you know, I think the Nets are a better matchup for the Cavs in terms of them being able to get past them and get to the next round. But the Knicks would be a really interesting matchup. It'd be interesting, one, because of Donovan Mitchell's ties to New York and everything and like this past offseason, but also just the way that the two teams have played one another this year. But I think the Nets Cavs matchup would be more beneficial to Cleveland in their postseason hopes. So, but both I think would be so fun, and it means, you know, a trip to New York, which I am always a fan of.
So. Never turn a New York trip down.
Exactly. You know, I'm kind of glad both of them are, you know, they're right there. So I'm like, well, looks like we're going to New York either way. And I'm okay with that.
There you go. Well, Kelsey, again, we asked you on short notice to do this tonight. So we really appreciate your time, your insights. And again, your work for The Athletic is just tremendous. So we appreciate you stopping by and paying us a visit. And we'll see you Wednesday at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it, guys.
Thank you. That's Kelsey Russo from The Athletic joining us on this week's edition of Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Jim and I will come back and put the finishing touches on this week's program. So stay with us on the Cavaliers Audioverse. That's going to do it for this week's edition of Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. That was a fun show. Boy, it was really insightful to sit down and have a conversation with Cavalier legend Anderson Barajal. We appreciate his taking some time to join us down here in Charlotte. And then you just heard from Kelsey Russo from The Athletic. And Jim, 70 games in, we're down to the home stretch. There's a dozen remaining. And listening to Anderson and Kelsey, it's going to be a fun stretch run. And again, we're allowed to look ahead a little bit. We're all looking forward to postseason basketball for the Cavs.
Yes, we are, Tim. But the Cavaliers have earned this spot. So, you know, they've had some ups and downs, some serious injuries, and they've recovered. and they're still playing strong. The unique thing that I like about the way they're playing it, Tim, is that they've been really good in the second half and in the fourth quarters.
They've been outstanding. So again, this four-game and two-city road trip will wrap up tomorrow night. Cavs will take on Charlotte again, and then the Cavs back home on Wednesday night to face Philadelphia. But again, we want to thank Anderson Varejao and Kelsey Russo for stopping by and joining us here on Cavs HQ. Of course, thanks to the dynamic duo, senior producer Kurt McLaughlin, along with technical director Marty Allen. Biggest thanks goes to you, the listeners. We'll talk to you again tomorrow night from Charlotte. Until then, so long, everybody.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.